96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We know that song, and it seems that life once again appears to imitate art. A new term, but an old practice, is popping up. It's called hobosexual. Men call them gold diggers, women just call them users, but either way, they are people who pretend to be in a loving relationship with you, but the reality is they're looking for a meal ticket, a place to stay. We're talking about that tonight. Boy, it is one of those Friday fire conversations. Are you in a hobosexual relationship? And if you are, how do you know? My guests are Siobhan Odom. She's a psychotherapist and founder of Acoma Counseling Concepts. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, get my mouth right here. And Lillian French, she's author of the new book, 10 Dates Later. Well, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Okay. Siobhan, good to see you again.
Hi.
And Lillian, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Congratulations on the book, by the way. Okay, so let's just get down to brass tacks. And since you're new here, Lillian, I'll just ask you, are a lot of women out there getting played?
They are. They
How
are.
Is that?
I think a lot of women, you know, as we know, they have the house and they have the career and they have everything that they need, but they're missing a man. And when that happens, more times than not, they're open to just having anyone there, whether he brings something to the table or not. They just want a warm body in the bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have Mr. whoever that does not have a job and has no intention of really loving you and being with you, and he sees this as an opportunity, you know, as a meal ticket, as a place to stay, he'll jump right in that bed with her. And so she doesn't even realize that she's getting played because essentially her needs are still being met. She doesn't need him financially. She just needed someone there.
How do you know that, Siobhan, though? How do you know that you have a hobo sexual relationship?
Okay, I'm going to try to say this without laughing. So,
go ahead and laugh because this is Friday, and you know this is one of those kinds of conversations. But go ahead, put it on out there.
So, I mean, there's just some key flags that, of course, we read about, which is again from the jump, this person is willing to tell you every sad sob story about their prior relationships, their prior exes. A big, big red flag is these get-rich-quick schemes. Like, I don't have the money right now, but you see, I got this friend right here, and, you know, he's got $50, and I got $50, and we're going to purchase this, and then we're going to magically have $10,000. Like, they always have a get-rich-quick plan. They're always in between spaces. They always seem to know quick hookups, and they don't follow a process through. Like, that's a major red flag. They just can't follow a process through because their process is contingent upon somebody else making the magic happen.
But hold on, though, because here's the thing. We're in 2017, but not too terribly long ago, America went through a recession. People, professionals, were losing jobs. They were losing homes, selling the Mercedes and trying to, you know, get back on their feet. You know, families are moving in with mama and dad and the whole bit. So how do you know that someone isn't just having a temporary hard time?
Oh, you're going to make me say some fighting words.
Go ahead and say some fighting words. I'm on the other side of the table. Your arms are too short. You can't hit me.
So the recession was a very long time ago. The recession is over. And two, we don't need to build up men like we build a bear at the Build-A-Bear store. We just don't. You know, I believe in a custom created man or for some woman just for you. But you don't have to build them. Like, you don't have to be like, all right, cool. You don't have it. Let me get you this. You don't have it. Let me get you that. Because a lot of times it's like we're not even looking at somebody's motivation. We're just listening to kind of like what you were saying earlier to what that man is telling us. And we're just willing to just latch onto it. So I just think that, listen, if a man really wants to be with you and he's really connected into being a man, guess what? Let him be that. Let him go get a job. Let him save some money. Let him be an equal or active co-partner in the relationship. But he's not your child. Every day's not Christmas. You don't have to set him up with a whole new outfit and a meal and some four wheels to go some places just to make sure he's going to go. He might just stay right there on that couch and take some nice IG selfies, just like Black China Side Guy, and keep it going.
Oh, wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you in a hobo sexual relationship? Is someone playing you? Are they taking advantage of you? Are they making you believe that the relationship is real when the only real deal is that they have their hands in your pocket and on your couch? Let me make sure I have the pronunciation of this name correct. Is it Titileo? Titileo. Couldn't help it. Sorry about that. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just in a situation, like from February to April. It was very short-lived. Mm-hmm. Scary because the guy came in, somebody went to high school with, actually, and he said all the right things, trying to woo me and everything. But what the red flag for me was, he used my car because I travel a lot. He was like, I'm going to take you to the train station. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, he brought it back clean. He changed the kitchen sink, the faucet in my sink. Like, you know, these are things that a man's supposed to do. Then he said, I want to marry you. And I'm going, damn it, we ain't been together that long. Then things started kicking off on his job at home. He talked about his ex-wife really bad. And basically, he was looking for a mother to his kids. And I was telling him, sir, I'm not anyone's mother. I have a 25-year-old.
Okay, but hold on. Let me stop you there. Because, okay, he brought your car back clean, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he changed. Did the faucet on the sink need changing?
It didn't need any of that. I'm okay.
Okay, I'm just, and now, all right, I'll give you that. But hold on. How many single mothers out there are looking for a father or father figure for their kids? What's wrong with that?
Unless, of course, you don't want it, you know.
No, you shouldn't be looking for any of that.
You
shouldn't,
handle
your
business. Oh, okay. Mm.
But anyway,
so what happened? How did you get out of the situation?
What happened was he lost his job, and he was like, "Oh, he was driving his brother's car, and his brother said you can't use my car anymore." Then he said to me, "We just got one car," and I said, "Who is we?"
She said, "Who is we?"
So, long story short, he lost his job, and he was putting the press on me. And I said, you know what? You're 47, I'm 46. By now, you should have some type of plan for yourself.
Okay.
And I'm not, and I didn't want to kind of bruise his ego, but it wasn't my responsibility to take care of a grown man.
Right.
So he was going to have to fend for himself. So I just told him, let me tell you something. God is warning me about calamity. I can't afford calamity coming into my life. And
okay,
the fact that you got all this stuff going on, that means you weren't listening to something long time ago.
Okay, well, listen, you're okay now?
Of course.
Of course you are. Well, thank you so much. Stay okay. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kevin calling from Bowie. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I wanted to ask your guest, how can you tell when a male is in a female homosexual relationship, when she's riding on you and she's just riding on your guy? You know, she's acting as if she really cares about you, but it's all about the finance. It's all about what kind of car you can get me, how many clothes you can buy me, whether or not.
Well, let me, Kevin, let me see if Lillian can at least address that. Lillian, what do you say about that?
I mean, he mentioned all of the red flags just there. She's all about money. She's all about what he can do for her. Most relationships, all relationships should be a partnership. So if she's not bringing something to the table, if she's not trying to scratch your back too, that's a clear sign that she's just trying to get something out of you. But it sounds like you already knew that because, you know, that was the basis of the conversation. She was always asking for things and she wasn't bringing anything to the table.
Kevin, did that happen to you? Kevin, can you hear me? Gosh, we lost Kevin. That's unfortunate. Kevin, try to give me a call back because I bet she was pretty. And let me say that, you know, here's the deal, because even though we are talking about this, you know, this modern term, this hobo sexual, you know, situation, but the reality is that men have been, you know, dating women whose, you know, financial situation is not like theirs historically for years. I would venture to say that only recently, maybe within the last, you know, 25 years or so, have we seen women, particularly Black women, able to really, you know, hold their own financially and keep up, you know, with men, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether they are high ranking government, you know, managers, or they're just able to manage their finances a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But apparently, Siobhan, as Lillian suggested earlier, it isn't so much about the women managing their finances as it is about their love lives.
Yes, but I also wanted to say to the gentleman that called earlier, he said something that's very true. Like, there have been women that have been hobosexuals for decades.
We call them gold diggers.
Yes, yes, and there are men gold diggers too.
Oh, okay.
And I think, too, kind of like what Lillian said, I think whether it is the woman hobosexual slash gold digger or male hobosexual slash gold digger or sugar baby, that we have to look at, because there are some marriages where the husband is the breadwinner. There are some marriages where the wife is the breadwinner. And a lot of times it's because one spouse person is in school. One spouse is actually working towards like a dream. Our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, talked about that. She was like, listen, did I really want President Obama to run for the presidency? No. Like, I had a sweet job. He had a great job. But I knew that we were going to have to make some sacrifices. And so, matter of fact, when Michelle Obama met President Obama, she was making way more than him. She was his boss.
So what's the difference then? I mean, in the example, not specifically that one, because we don't know whether they were shacking or not. but in the example that you just used, okay, so what if he is in school trying to make something of himself, He's in school. He's in grad school. And he's only making pennies on the dollar compared to what she's doing. What's the difference if she's supporting him?
I think in that situation, the foundation has already been set. So this isn't someone just coming out the gate as soon as we meet. And now you're like reaching in my purse because you need something. I think in marriages, that foundation has been set. You guys have a goal in place and you're working towards something together. So I don't really think it's an issue of who makes more, right? Because I think the woman can make more money than the man, but he has to still contribute in some way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a huge difference between like a man who's just sitting on a couch playing video games all day and a man who is, you know, getting up every day and working. And he's still contributing to the household. He's just not contributing as much as she is.
Although some could argue that he may be contributing when he gets up off the couch.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, well, and see, there's that. And so isn't this really a thing about, if we're talking about the man being the hobosexual. Mm-hmm. Isn't this really about what she will accept, what she wants, or what she will tolerate?
Yes, because I think that a lot of people are not being taught how to be active partners in relationships, both men and women. They're not being taught that. I also think the other part to look at, too, is a partner that is present. Like, okay, that's cool if we have a wife that's working while the husband is in law school, while the husband is in med school. We see this all the time on Howard's campus. But at the same time, this person has to be present. Like the spouse is showing up to all the family events. Mm-hmm. They're showing up when there's an emergency. Mm-hmm. They're showing up when you need them to be present.
I need to take a break, but we are going to talk to T from D.C. on the other side. I understand she's got a great story. I want to hear from her. Also, Emma in Ashburn, Renee calling from Maryland. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.